Last summer, August 14th to be exact, I believed that I had an actual alien abduction. The night is fuzzy in my memory, but I was not under the influence of alcohol or drugs. I arrived home to my residence about 10:30 p.m. After getting off work, I went about my regular routine of having my dinner and then taking the dog for a walk. I wasn't tired in any way, and I began walking my dog about 11:10 p.m. My street goes on for about a mile, where it becomes a dead end. Right at this dead end is a cow pasture. Something wasn't right, and I knew that when I started nearing it. The dim streetlight showed that all the cows were up against the barbed wire fence, about 10 of them altogether, where they had about 40 acres or so to roam free. I walked up to the fence, and noticed a light coming out from behind the barn that there probably shouldn't have been at that hour. It wasn't like an average fluorescent light or something. There was something distinguished about it, like an LED or something, because it wasn't very bright, but definitely noticeable. My curious nature led me to it. I didn't hop the fence where the cows were for fear of getting trampled. I walked along the fence line until I found a spot close to the barn, far from the cows, and a safe place to tie my dog up. I hopped the fence, ripping my shorts a little bit. Trying not to make too much noise, I remember sneaking up to the barn. The light was coming from behind the building, not visible from the owner's house. When I was about 20 feet away from the rear of the barn, I heard a noise, almost like escaping air or a hissing hose, I'm not too sure. But shortly followed by that noise was a noise of metal on metal, indicating that there was certainly something there. I remember my heart was racing really fast, and I wasn't sure whether to run as fast as I could back to the fence, or to stay put for fear of being caught by whoever or whatever was present with me. I decided to get out of the open and move closer to the side of the barn. I slowly crept towards it, and upon reaching the building I got down on my knees. I remember I stayed there for at least 20 minutes. It must have been at least midnight by then. The grass was wetter than it should have been, in my opinion. I'm not sure if that's unusual or not, but I'll continue. I remember all I wanted to know is what the light was, and then I would run just as fast as I could into the dark areas, hop the fence, and cut through the forest to the street behind mine. I think adrenaline got the best of me, because I started inching along the side of the barn, and at precisely that moment, the light shut off and the hissing noise stopped. Whoever or whatever was in the dark was in there with me. Suddenly, I got up and ran as fast as I could to the fence, cutting myself this time as I jumped over it. I wasn't near my dog, so I just ran right into the forest. The streetlight shed no light on where I was going, so I had no idea where exactly I was coming out from the street. Somewhere in the forest, I tripped. I have no idea how far in I was. All I know is that I was rolling on the ground in pain, holding my leg. I was also very scared, because I couldn't see anything and it was difficult to breathe. It was almost like a horror movie. This is when it happened. I opened my eyes after wincing in pain and saw that the very same brown light from behind the barn was right in front of me. I don't know if I tried to get up or not. It was a blurry figure, but almost that of a human, but much taller. I remember feeling like I was floating, and then there was a humongous flash of extremely bright white light. I couldn't see anything at all, because of the after effect of the flash, but I felt my head get restrained, and after that I felt a searing pain throughout my mouth and face. It was all happening very fast, I didn't know what to do. I felt paralysed almost, immobile. I'm pretty sure that I tried to move my arms and legs, and I'm pretty sure they didn't respond to my brain's commands. I don't know for sure if I was in the same spot or not. My eyes hurt a lot and I kept them closed. I think I was crying. After that I don't remember a thing.